Now, the International Monetary Fund has said Uganda no longer needs its help. The fund has praised the country for making a lot of progress since 1992 and said that in fact so much improvement had been made that Uganda no longer qualifies for financial support. Charles Cullimore is head of the British Africa Business Association. He says that Uganda has made great progress in controlling the spread of HIV/AIDS and in educating young children. Some Ugandan businesses, he says, have been doing rather well too. And he gives the example of the coffee company Rwenzori, which is now a supplier to one of the top UK supermarket chains.
It's not fair trade or anything. It's a straight commercial deal to sell Rwenzori coffee from the Waitrose shelves. And the point being that it's a Ugandan company that's doing the whole process, not just the growing, but also the processing and the marketing. So I think that's quite an interesting success story in its own right.
So whilst you've been watching Uganda, I mean, have you witnessed the growth of much more entrepreneurial ability, do you think, in Uganda? I mean, that's one example you've given there.
I think the entrepreneurial ability is there and has been there. That's not really the problem. I mean, I think the Baganda particularly have always had a sort of entrepreneurial streak. The problem, as in so many African countries, has been all the obstacles in the way of entrepreneurs, just as in the way of foreign investors. The difficulty of accessing credit, for instance, the excessively complicated bureaucratic rules about registering a company, the lack of security for property, all these things are not peculiar to Uganda, but they get in the way of entrepreneurs and businessmen.
And does Uganda have a lighter touch in that regard than other countries, do you think?
Well, I'd like to think that it's probably getting better, yes. I think they're very conscious that there is a need to improve the business climate. And I think they are making efforts in that direction. But I think they've still got an awful long way to go, as have most other African countries. It's one of the reasons, I think, that Africa has not developed as well as it should have done over the last few decades.
Charles Cullimore, head of the British Africa Business Association there.